go about growing your brand on social media?
The most important thing when you're trying to grow a brand is to make sure you're being authentic, right? Because people can feel that, and that's sort of the hook that they grab onto and something that they can relate to personally. So being authentic is high up on that list. I know when I started my journey, you know, I'd look at some of the other content creators online and I'd be like, hey, this person is doing fashion. It's working for them. I'm going to do fashion. It might work for me. And then the next week it was, hey, this person is doing beauty. Let me try that out. And I just couldn't crack it, right? And the reason, looking back now for me, is that I wasn't being authentic. I was trying to be what somebody else was being. And it was working for them because they were being authentic, right? They were doing what they were passionate about. So that is number one. Find out what it is you are really passionate about offline and then take that online, because that's you and people are going to be able to relate to that. Worry less about the likes and the follows and focus more on building a community. There are going to be people who are just automatically attracted to your authentic content, potentially somebody who's going to follow your journey rather than just stick around for a certain amount of time. The question I was asking myself is, what would other people enjoy? What would other people like? And that's where I fell short. When I changed the question to, what is it that I enjoy? That's when I started to see a little bit more success.
How often should you be posting that content?
So what I've been doing is I've been keeping a close eye on my insights. So if you have a creator's profile or a business profile, you'll then have access to insights. And that is a wealth of information. It tells you who your followers are, what times they are online, and that really helps guide when you post. And then also, hey, it's just trial and test. So really to get a better idea of when people are interacting with my content, now that there are barriers to doing that, like load shedding.
How important is the use of hashtags, the use of captions, that sort of stuff?
I think it's really important, right? Because it's the full package. It's not just the video or the picture, the reel you're putting out. It's also, the caption's also very important as well. So again, it depends on your audience. Some audiences gravitate to very short, punchy, clever captions. My audience, generally, I share a lot more detail. So I might start with something quite punchy, which I look at as almost like a headline, and then I'll elaborate a little bit more after that. And I find that works really well for me. But again, it depends on your audience. If I look at something like TikTok, there my captions are very short and very punchy. Whereas on Instagram, that's really where I elaborate.
New LO. Crucial things we need to know.
Five on 5 Breakfast.
All right, so that's New LO chatting to Cape Town content creator Tamara Snow. Got episode 2 heading to you tomorrow. That first episode is live on the app. It's all about social media, content curation, content creation, and how to best go about it. We're going to chat to Karabo in the next little bit, find out what's happening